this powerful nigga dread working. I command our black nigga soul back to the depths of hell.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 77 of Chimp Out Radio, Christmas 2012. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by chimpout.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
Pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Okay, so let's see. What's the deal with this Johnny Stickum? Who the fuck is Johnny Stickum? He's got 7 posts.
Johnny Stickum is now banned because he's a fucking dickhead.
What did he do to get banned?
Oh, he posted on the radio thread about how bad we suck.
What did he say?
He says, I retract my statement, and I don't know what statement he said because he didn't post anything else in his thread. You guys suck. Talking a lot of shit about smokers. A grown man patted himself on the back because he tattled on a little nigger kid riding his bike. Well, first of all, dickhead, it was a 15-year-old nigger buck, and he was riding a dirt bike down the street. And he annoyed me. Anyways,
it's totally illegal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and dangerous.
Yeah, and it was a nigger.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, that's a big accomplishment. I could give a fuck less that you got the nig in trouble. That's not what bothers me. It's the fact that you pat yourself so hard on the back for tattling on a stupid fucking niglet. Well, you know, you got to start them out early.
Well, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Just let it go up and down the street acting like a stupid ape?
Yeah, he'd end up crashing into one of my vehicles and then run off, and I'd be, you know, stiffed with a smashed up car.
And you know what? That was probably a stolen bike anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And besides, it was loud and obnoxious. It was, you know, a nice sunny afternoon. I had my windows open, so fuck that nigger.
Really? So that's it? That's all he said?
Oh, no, he keeps going.
Oh, okay.
You talk about weed not allowing one to think straight. As I've said, I smoke pot. Well, I don't know when he said that because he hasn't posted anything else.
It was during one of his hallucinations, apparently.
Especially to help me with the epilepsy. And you assholes are making a bad name for Chimp Out with your anti-pop bullshit.
Wow. Fuck you.
I've also got a network admin job, so I don't see how it makes me stupid. I'm calling bullshit on that one.
Yeah. Well, I've got a network admin job too, there. We all do. It's the internet. You can claim to be anything you want. What does that mean anyway? Network admin. What do you think he really does?
He's probably the dude in the warehouse that scans barcodes.
That counts as a network, right?
It's a network, yeah.
Yeah.
When he pushes scan, he has to administer that scan button.
Maybe he's talking about the network, like the hair nets that he has to wear at McDonald's when he goes to work. That's his network.
This is Mel Picaro.
and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
So, yeah, well, we were doing this letter from a dipshit. Total fucking dipshit. Did you read that thing that he responded to our last show talking about how pot is, you know, how dare we say bad things?
That cunt?
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Johnny Stickum.
Yeah.
Stick him up his ass.
Stick up his butt?
Yeah, he's stick it right up his butt. He's got something up his ass. So, okay, so what else did he say? I mean, what the fuck?
Good job on driving fellow chimpers like me away from the site. Well, obviously you're not a fellow chimper, dickhead.
Really?
Because you're no longer a member.
I smoke pot and I'm totally fine, and I drink like a fucking fish and I'm totally fine, and you guys putting down what I do disrespects me and my kind and whatever.
You know what? He needs to put that shit down. He needs to put down the pipe and clear his fucking head and then read what he typed and then tell us we're wrong. That's fair.
He was all butthurt because we dared, you know, challenge the thing that illegal substances sometimes are not good for you.
Yeah, they're illegal for a reason. Because they damage you, you know? If that's what somebody wants to do, that's their choice. But, yeah. I mean, the end result is not going to be pretty. You don't need that. Your body wasn't designed to put that shit into it. And eventually you're going to pay the toll.
That's right. You know, to each his own. You know, I don't get offended when people tell me that what I'm doing is wrong. You shouldn't eat that butter. You shouldn't eat that cholesterol. You know, okay. You know, I'll take it to consideration. I don't sit there and don't ever talk to them again.
Yeah, really. Especially if they're right. You shouldn't eat all that crap. But
exactly.
Yeah. That'd be like saying, well, I eat all this lard and fried foods and I have a healthy body weight. Okay, great. Keep eating it and see what happens.
Yeah. You know, we just say this stuff because we love you.
Well, you know what he should have done? He should have come on the radio show and tried to debunk it.
Yeah, he should have.
Instead of chimping out in one of the fucking threads about it and acting like a total asshole and getting himself banned, he should just come on the radio show and tell us how perfect he is.
Oh, is that all he wrote?
Oh, no, it kept going on.
He went on for a while. He must have been on a meth binge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the meth was wearing off, and he was coming down hard.
He had to let us know about it.
Yeah, you want me to read the rest?
Yeah, why not?
All right. I'll also recommend others not to use this site. I hate niggers, always will. But I also hate overjudgmental, gullible morons that fall for the obviously untrue and embellished government-sponsored lies and myths about weed. Way to alienate and ostracize, guys. By the way, I'm the furthest thing from a disgusting collectivist liberal loon, so I have no clue where you pulled that bullshit myth about potheads being liberals from. Now go ahead and ban and flame me.
Okay, wait a minute. Who's the one that's being overjudgmental here?
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. That guy is – see, I'm going to attribute this partly to him just being an asshole, but also I think this could be the result of all the drugs that he's done.
It's a case of butthurt because he feels guilty. Therefore, he feels he has to defend it.
That's true. I mean, it's like what you were saying in the last episode. You know, if there was no truth to it, why would you care? But you're right. I mean, that's why he's got all this butthurt, because he knows it's the truth, and that's why he's acting out the way he is.
I used to do all kinds of crazy shit, and I stopped. Because it was fucked up.
It was, and you could see that it was going to a place that you didn't want to end up.
That's right. You know, I see all my friends lying in the gutter puking on themselves. I'm thinking, I don't want to be there.
Right, exactly. So maybe the next time you see somebody lying in a gutter puking on themselves, it could be Johnny Stickum.
Oh, well, he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Except so much, we'll never find out what his eighth post would have been. Big seven poster. All right.
I mean, to come on a forum like this and get butthurt about something like that, a couple of guys bullshitting about pot smoking.
I know.
Really, dude? You've got no bigger issues in your life?
Well, if we were a bunch of Seventh-day Adventists or Mormons who had never touched anything and had no credibility, that would be one thing.
Right. But we all did it and got it out of our lives.
Oh, not me. I'm perfect. No.
Right.
No.
Hold up.
This is The Spider, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, do y'all read that story about the Shibun who attacked the other one with the ironing board because she lost her dildo?
What?
No, I missed that one.
Oh. Okay, find it.
I got it right here.
All right, let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
November 26th, a Thanksgiving Day argument over a misplaced sex toy escalated into an ironing board assault of a South Carolina woman by her girlfriend. According to a police report, officers Thursday afternoon went to Rock Hill. There we go again with the double entendres. Rock Hill apartment shared by Artesia Donaldson and Latoya Hudson in response to a domestic dispute report. Hudson told cops that Donaldson began looking for her detachable penis.
Now, where did I put that detachable penis? It's around here somewhere.
Well, maybe she shouldn't have got the detachable one. Maybe she should have got one installed.
And they could use some Fix-A-Flat and super glue to make sure it stays in there.
Your local GM dealer.
That's an aftermarket part.
Hey, nigger, you ever hear of a fucking staple gun? You won't lose it that way.
She began looking for a detachable latex penis and became upset at her when she could not find the item. Hudson states the two argued for several minutes when Donaldson threw an ironing board at Hudson.
Huh.
At that point, Donaldson's brother allegedly joined the fray, which left Hudson with a sore head.
Wait a minute. So two lesbian Shibuns are sitting there arguing about a dildo. And the fucking brother's there?
Well, the masculine one. Here, I'll send you the link to it so you can look at her picture.
I don't even want to see this. And what the fuck is a nigger doing with an ironing board?
Throwing it, obviously.
They stole it. It was, sitting on someone's balcony and they grabbed it.
What use could a nigger possibly have for an ironing board?
Jeez, that is a fucked up looking ape. Artesia Donaldson.
She's an artesian well.
Ugh, she's an artesian unwell.
Wow.
What the fuck?
That's a buck.
No, I think it costs less than a buck.
Ooh. If you look closely at the tattoos, it's like somebody signing a cast.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's some, like, bones tattooed in there, too.
Yeah, it's like ED62XFCY, whatever the shit that means.
So, I can't tell.
Donaldson's brother allegedly joined the fray, which left Hudson with a sore head, though she declined medical attention. While Donaldson, pictured above, admitted engaging in mutual combat.
What? Was it a group effort or something? What's mutual combat?
That's like sword fighting.
They each hit each other.
With her girlfriend, she denied throwing the ironing board at Hudson, said her brother only tried to break up the fight. Donaldson, who had an active warrant in a neighboring county, was arrested for misdemeanor assault and battery.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stoop Nig.
And you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm just here uploading offensive videos to YouTube.
Yeah, you did a song that was on YouTube, and you sent me a link to it. Did YouTube ban it, or is it still up?
No, the Knickers got it.
What?
They were very offended that, you know, possibly somebody could get robbed by a nigger.
What was the song?
Grandma got mugged and beaten by a nigger.
That's a nice Christmas tune.
It is. It's special.
Yeah. Would you mind if we played that?
Let's do it.
All right.
Grandma got mugged and beaten by a nigger. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Lips can say there's no such thing as black crime, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she been watching too much TV. She believed those lip-tart shows all their liberal disinformation. So she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had bruises on her forehead and her purse and credit cards had all been snatched. Grandma got robbed and beaten by a nigger walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as black crime, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so good. See him polishing up his shotgun, tying up a noose in his clan hood. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family hates the blacks, and we just can't help but wonder why she would believe all that libtard crap.
Send them back.
Grandma got robbed and beaten by a nigger walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Libs can say there's no such thing as black crime, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now that ape is in the jailhouse, and good riddance to that jig. He'll get a free Christmas dinner served to him by whitey-hating libtard pigs. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never get asylum to Somalians dark as night that play with themselves. Grandma got mugged and beaten by a nigger walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Libs can say there's no such thing as black crime, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got mugged and beaten by a nigger walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as black crime, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
My mother-in-law, I played that at Christmas, and my last Christmas, my mother-in-law unplugged the boombox.
Oh, she got that pissed off?
What? Yeah.
See, if I played something like that at my parents, they'd sit there and chuckle and go, "You're fucked up." Like, yes.
My father-in-law was laughing his ass off. But since she's grandma, I guess she, you know, thought I was planning something on her.
Oh, yeah. She probably took it personally. Oh, well.
I got away with it for a while, but I made the mistake of commenting with the same account that I put videos on. And they always follow you back.
Yeah, they do. So they'll find it and then they'll flag it. And yeah. That's it.
So
yeah.
I need to learn from my mistake and always have another account just to make comments with.
I should, but you know what? I've made thousands of comments as DJ Stupnig on YouTube, and even though my account has been flagged many times, I'm still active. I've not been banned from YouTube, and it's been like 2 years.
I haven't been banned from YouTube, but I got banned off Gun Forum.
You got banned off a Gun Forum?
Yeah, I called some nigger out because he's like, "Well, you know, I didn't vote for Obama because I'm black. I voted for Obama because, you know, the look on my grandma's face because she struggled with the civil rights movement in the 60s. And I'm like, "Fuck you. You fucking voted for Obama because you're black." And I just went to town on him and they fucking banned me.
Oh, well.
You didn't even say nigger?
No, I did not say nigger. It was very, very well written. Mm-hmm. And actually, Fed Up Mex is a moderator on that gun board.
No way.
And I'm like, "Hey, dude, what the fuck, man? I got banned by this fucking nigger." He goes, "Tell me who the nigger is. I'll take care of him." It was only a 1 week ban, mm-hmm. and the fucking moderator was such a pussy. I sent him an email. I tracked him down.
Yeah.
And I sent him an email to his fucking home account, and he never even fucking responded. Hey, we're doing a Christmas episode.
That's right. We're doing a Christmas episode, and
What about it?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Hooray.
Yay. Hope you guys get lots of good presents.
You know how if you're naughty, you get coal in your stocking? Well,
no, if you're...
say it. You see where I'm going with this.
If you're really naughty, you get a coal burner.
Right.
With AIDS.
With AIDS.
As soon as you unwrap it, a big old nigger busts through your door and kills you.
You know, I can't help but think that when niggers hang stocking, there's a bunch of jizz in it.
There's probably still a stocking stolen from the fucking laundromat.
That's what happens to all those missing socks. Niggers take them.
Yeah, it's actually happened to me. I've had laundry stolen from a laundromat in my younger days.
Yeah, me too.
Washer and dryer.
Yeah, it sucks.
So, yeah, you know what I would do? I would drive to the laundromat, and I'd buy a six-pack of beer, and I'd go put my clothes in there, and I'd sit right out in front of it and watch my washing machine drink beer.
I did that, too. I used to do that all the time. They knew I was doing it, too, but they never really said anything.
I mean, I'm not going to sit inside the laundromat with all those losers.
Yeah. I never felt safe in most laundromats, man. There's... Nasty.
Mine was pretty cool. I lived in a kind of okay area. It was kind of half fuxated, but the laundromat was owned by a Korean or a Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't put up with any shit, man. If you came in there and took something out that wasn't yours or, you know, tried to rip something off, he would come flying out of the back and kick you out.
Oh, nice. So he was watching everything on camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he was there every night, him and his kids cleaning the place up, you know, keeping it from becoming a shit pile.
Good. That's great.
Hey, this is Kid Clorox, and when I'm not making goofy animated GIFs, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, did you guys see the story about the quadriplegic Niglet that was found dead in the storage unit?
Oh, yeah.
What? No way.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Hey, this is right near you, DJ.
What?
Flint, Michigan.
Oh, great.
A 9-year-old quadriplegic Niglet, whose body was found in a storage unit, suffered from severe ongoing malnutrition and neglect before her death. The prosecutor said Friday after charging her adoptive mother with murder.
Holy shit.
Adoptive mother?
Adoptive mother, yeah.
Wow.
So she was getting government money to take care of this Niglet.
Oh, yeah.
A shitload of it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did she plan to fill up the storage unit with Niglets or what?
Well, that would really suck when you see those storage wars guys come through. And they crack the unit and there's like 40 dead Niglets in there.
Dead nigger storage.
I'll give you $50.
Okay, Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton charged 39-year-old Lori Thomas of Flint with 6 crimes, including second-degree murder, child abuse, tampering with evidence, removing a dead body, and welfare fraud.
Wow.
She'll probably get 3 weeks. Probation suspended.
You could rack all that stuff in about 10 minutes in Nigger Town.
Yeah. Shailia Liza Thomas weighed 33 pounds at her death, about half her weight of 61 pounds in August 2007, Layton said at a news conference.
Whoa.
The girl had untreated bed sores and bones sticking through skin, he said.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
So she looked like an Ethiopian.
Only fatter.
A lot fatter. And with the door closed on the storage unit, she couldn't get her daily dose of flies to eat.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, somebody's got to be able to come up with Nut Nice's, "Oh, Lordy." That was classic.
It was.
So the mother was getting what? Getting money for this Niglet.
Yep.
And it was storing it in a storage unit? or he was already dead.
We don't know.
She starved it to death and then went and rented the storage unit. But investigators believe Shailia died about 6 weeks ago, around the same time the storage unit was rented. He said,
"Yes, you do a pocket, baby."
He said she was supposed to be fed special prescription food through a tube attached to her stomach. Thomas is accused of cashing a check April 13th that included a monthly stipend for the girl of $28.84. Holy fuck.
That's a lot.
$3,000 a month.
$1,000 for babysitting a nigglet.
And it died.
Yeah. That's good. You know what? I'll give her. I'll let her keep the $28.84 and give her a few more nigglets.
Yeah.
What, did she forget to put the Purina in the tube or something?
What the fuck? So it died. She couldn't take care of it. It died. She killed it. She was like, oh, what am I supposed to do now? They're going to come looking for it. I got to put it someplace. So she rented a storage unit and stuffed the body in there. What, did she think it wasn't going to stink? I mean, it stunk when it was alive.
What's the difference? I mean, really?
Well, no, this nigger actually had a little bit of foresight here. The body was in a black trash bag and stuffed in a plastic bin with mothballs to cover up the smell.
How terrible.
Well, you know, white trash bags are racist.
You know, I'm guessing the only reason they found the body is the nigger forgot to pay the fucking storage bill.
Probably. How terrible.
Let me guess. She didn't do nothings.
Well, her cousin says she's not a bad person at all. Something happened.
There it is.
She panicked and made a mistake.
We all make mistakes. Give her a break.
Holy shit. 8 children were living in Thomas's home in a depressed Flint neighborhood. That means Niggerville. Including her own 15-year-old daughter and the teen's own 2 children. What? The 15-year-old has 2 children? Fucking niggers.
Wow.
How much money is she getting off this brood?
Just for the one, she was getting almost $3,000.
And it sounds like there's three others that are not accounted for.
Doesn't say what they do with the other ones.
Did she actually say she just panicked?
That's what the cousin said.
What, she just panicked when she starved the nigglet to death?
Yeah, you know.
Or before? I mean, I don't think it's panic. We go rent a storage unit.
No.
You know, panic is running around with your head, with your arms in there going, oh, no, 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 what do I do? It sounds pretty calculated. If niggers were good at ciphering.
A typical greedy nigger just wanted the fucking $3,000 a month. The food probably cost $200. She smoked it all up in crack, couldn't feed the thing, said, oh, I'll feed her next month. She don't need to eat. She ain't going nowhere.
She ain't complaining.
Can't talk.
She ain't going to run away.
She can't chase me.
I asked her if she wanted some food. She didn't say nothing. I said, raise your hand if you want some food. She didn't lay there. I said, okay.
Speak up, nigga.
Wow.
Well, you know, the family always comes to the defense. Oh, she was such a good mama. She always did the right thing. I just don't know what got into her. It must have been a mistake.
She just made a mistake.
She had a bad kid.
We all do that.
She was under a lot of stress.
She had to walk all the way to the liquor store to cash that check. Now, that's a lot of pressure.
And she had 7 screaming nigglets all day long.
That's enough to make you snap right there.
I call that PTSD. Post-traumatic
spook disorder. Oh, that's a really fucked up story.
That is so fucked up. So do you think that storage unit is haunted now?
Nah, the nigger was already dead.
Just kind of lays there.
Hey, niggers can't haunt because they're afraid of ghosts.
Yeah.
They couldn't be a ghost. They're afraid of them.
That's right. They'd be afraid of themselves.
Yeah.
But niggers don't have souls anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's right.
There's no such thing as a nigger ghost, ever.
Yeah, there is. It's called a shadow.
Really? What the fuck would that be? What, is it just like sneak up to you and pick your pocket or something?
Yeah. You know when you come up missing something? That's your nigger ghost stole it.
You mean like the left sock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the laundromat.
Yes, we were.
That's funny.
That's creepy.
My kid wanted to watch the ghost stories on all these channels. You know, I guess at night they celebrity ghost stories and my ghost story and all this kind of stuff. And we're watching them. They're, you know, reenactments. They're kind of creepy. There was never once a nigger ghost. Ever.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It just goes to show. It just, when they die, they just, there's nothing there.
Yeah, it just dissipates. It's just
except for the stink.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Well, you know when you die that your bowels relax and, you know, all the poop comes out? So when a nigger dies and that happens, it's like it's giving birth. It's reincarnation. Coming back as something better.
It's like one of those 4th of July, those snakes you light on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, we got rid of the nigger at our job.
That's great.
Yeah, he worked there one day.
That's terrible.
It must be at a new world's record.
No, they hired him, and he was there one day, and one of our other guys was doing something that wasn't quite kosher with our union. So this nigger fucking called the union, got this guy in trouble. And so the boss fired the guy on the spot for being a dickhead.
Wow.
Fired the nigger. Well, the union came in and said, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, you can't retaliate. So he had to rehire him. And then he sold half the company off and half the employees went with it. So he got rid of the nigger. And the new company said, no, we don't want him. So he's out of a fucking job anyways.
Oh, well, that's good.
And we got rid of the nigger without being sued.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know, niggers are the sole reason for the temp agencies. Ever, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They would not exist if it wasn't for niggers.
Yeah, because nobody wants to hire a nigger full time, but you can have one come in and fucking push papers around.
You say, no, it's not really my speed. Send the next guy.
Yep. Yeah, my last company used to do that.
And then you make a bid on the human. But you don't ever get accused or blamed or sued because it's at the nigger working for you is basically just an agent where you can send them back anytime without any consequence.
Yeah, he's a contractor, basically.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because my last company did that, and we actually had one nigger they hired. And for a nigger, he was pretty cool. He would do what you tell him without any lip. He was
without a lip.
He was an older nigger, and he was real respectful. So the boss was talking about, you know, I need a couple more guys. And the nigger had been there, I don't know, about a month, and everybody liked the guy, you know. For a nigger, he was pretty normal to deal with. And so he went and he said, hey, you know, I've been working here. All the guys like me. Why don't you hire me? And they hired this fucking nigger, and that motherfucker called in sick 3 days a week. Jeez. Until he got fired about 2 weeks later. As soon as he got on full time, he was calling in sick, calling in sick, calling in sick.
He snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yep. And we were just laughing. We're like, well, we'll never hire another fucking nigger at this place.
Wow.
And the day he got fired, he called in, and the boss was like, what's wrong with you now? And he goes, I'm just too hungover to come in. And he goes, you know what? You're fucking fired. Well, I'll be right down. He goes, don't even fucking bother. I'll mail you your fucking check. Get fucked.
Wow.
When I quit a corporate job, and it burnt the job burned me out because they were the niggers got a free ride and all the work went on my back, and I could only take so much. So finally I quit, and then I said I could do something better than this. But in the meantime I picked up a telemarketing job, and we had to go to pass a class. It was a whole week, and you got paid for the class to learn how to work the machines, how to talk, you know, how to talk to customers, how to, you know, if a customer objected, how to talk them back into it. And so I thought, hey, this is great. I'm getting paid and taking a class. The niggers in the class, which was probably about 7 or 8 of them, they all slept the whole time.
Well, they were getting paid.
They're getting paid.
Jeez.
And at the end of the week, they said, you pass, you pass, you pass, you pass. The white people, then the couple of Hispanics who decided to show up. And the rest of them, you never saw them again. But they still got paid.
Yep.
They got a check for like, I don't know, $180 for sleeping in a nice air-conditioned space.
And they thought they were wise for doing that. That was probably their plan the whole time.
And you know, the way the rules are written, they could do it every 3 months. They could reapply every 3 months.
Oh, so every 3 months they'd go in and get paid for a week for sitting on their ass and sleeping.
Right, yes.
But they're not going to get hired back. I mean, how could they?
Well, the way the industry is, they need people so bad, they'll give people a second, a third, and fourth, fifth chance.
Oh, wow. God.
Now, the Shibuns were a little smarter about it. You know, they would show up, they would pass the test, they'd get out on the call floor, and they'd mark every call as a complete, no matter what. If the person said, fuck you, nigger, yes, that's a sale. And they would mark it as a sale.
What?
And I'm thinking, how can this happen? Because I'm doing it honestly.
Yeah.
And this Shibun that sat next to me in the next cubicle, her name was Asia.
Yeah, she looks so Asian, right?
Wrong fucking continent. And I hear over what you can't say that. What? Oh, you just crack up, nigger babble. And then I kind of glance. I lean back. I glance over, and she hit complete, which means she got like a buck. Not a male buck, but a dollar. She got a dollar.
Right.
Well, they're worth about the same.
Yeah. So, you know, and so my supervisor, I went up to her and I said, you know, Asia seems to be winning all the hourly prizes on sales. And I just want to let you know, she's marking stuff that is not complete. It's not right. She's taking, you know, she'll have an answering machine. And she'll get the person's name, type in the information, and mark it as complete. Oh, you're just jealous. Asia's our best employee.
There any way for them to verify if they made sale or not?
They ran tape. They had a whole room running tape on everybody. And I said, look at the tapes. Oh, we don't have to do that. Asia's, she's great. She's wonderful. And I was just thinking, and you know, and with every hour, you know, the people that sponsored the calls, you know, whether it was a cell phone company or a pagers or a radio station, we get boom boxes, lawn chairs, you get like a trip to here, you know, and every hour on the hour, she'd win a new prize. It was fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
And everyone else, you know, we're all sitting there working our asses off, being honest about it.
Yeah, there was the same thing happened with this. I was working. I spent one summer doing the ice cream truck thing. I didn't spend the whole summer there. I was only there for like 2 weeks. And there was this nigger there. I can't think of what his name was, but you were supposed to keep track of your corporate sales, like your commercial stuff, you know, instead of just residential sales. And all you had to do was just write down a number of how many you sold that day. And so the nigger always had the highest number because he would just write down anything. There's no way you could verify it.
They didn't check.
No, there's no way you could. I mean, it's just you drive around in an ice cream truck and you write down how many you think you did. And so he was just obviously just making up some number that was higher than everybody else's. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you people that stupid?
Eight gajillion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, couldn't they tell by how much ice cream he was stocking?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a lot. It was just like, okay, this is how ghetto and stupid it was. It was like whatever you put down, then their commercial sales rep got a dollar for each sale or something. Mm-hmm. So you just write down a number on this page. That's it. I mean, there's no way to confirm it or whatever. And the way I found out about it was the nigger came to work and he was wearing a T-shirt that says, I have mastered competitive sales. Like, what's that? How'd you get that shirt? Oh, I sold the most commercial stuff. But no, he didn't. I mean, he was just writing down whatever number popped into his head. That's stupid.
You think they'd have a way to check that shit?
Well, they do. They're just afraid to. I mean, if they really wanted to, they could have figured it out.
It was obvious.
Yeah, but it's a nigger, and they just go with the flow because most management is lazier than most niggers, and they don't want to rock the boat.
No, they don't.
This is Black Metal 84. When I'm not finding disgusting pictures on the internet, posting them on the forums, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Justin.
Okay, so basically it's a nigger turned Santa Claus story, right?
He tried.
Ronaldo Jack, it was his name.
Yeah, that's him. Blah, blah, blah. Had whatever this lady's name is, been expecting a visitor through her chimney. She might have slunk stockings from the fireplace and left out some milk and cookies. Then again, it's a bit early in the holiday season. A would-be burglar spent nearly 10 hours stuck in a woman's chimney.
10 hours?
10 hours.
Fuck.
With no crack, with no watermelon, with no malt liquor.
That's probably the longest a nigger has ever stayed on the job.
Holy shit. Oh, this is in Atlanta. Yeah, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Reynaldo Jack, 17, attempted his bad Santa ploy around 3 a.m. on Tuesday. A neighbor heard his voice around 1 o'clock that afternoon. He said, "Hit me, hit me."
I'm stuck in the chimney, mama.
Eden Rodriguez told CBS Two Action News, "Man, never in my life. I called 911. Another neighbor reportedly asked Jack what he was doing in the chimney, to which the teen allegedly replied, "I'm stupid."
Something about a confined space to bring the truth out of you.
Wow.
So I guess that this is a reverse Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's Nigger Claus. He comes down and steals your shit.
Now, if they can make it back up with the chimney with all my shit, they can have it.
Yeah, good luck with that, because there's a damper in there, and most chimneys don't go straight.
Yeah, mine has got like 430-degree bends.
But see, there's a video here, and it shows the house, and I don't even know how that nigger thought he was going to get in there. How?
No, because that chimney's got a like spark arrestor on top, and it's still there.
Yeah, and if you look at it, I think he went into this little – like, there's a little tiny door to the left of it for, like, I don't know if it's, like, a coal thing or...
Ashes,
you think? Mm-hmm. That might be what he got stuck in, but how the hell would you get stuck in that?
It must be a skinny nigger.
I don't know.
It's probably a 10-inch pipe.
Maybe this was a white guy. Maybe it's the fucking coal on him making him looking black. No, not with a name like Ronaldo.
Ronaldo Jack, blacker than black.
I mean, how many stories have we seen, just not niggers, but stupid criminals trying to break in through chimneys, and they always get stuck?
There was one here in San Antonio, the barbecue restaurant, and he lubed himself up on the chimney. He not naked. He lubed himself up with – he came prepared with some kind of Vaseline or lotion or something. And he went down the barbecue chimney. But the problem was his feet hit the grill. And before he couldn't get any further down.
Oh, he couldn't get his knees out.
Right. So he was there for, 10, 14 hours.
Jeez.
And the owner comes in. And sees his fucking naked digger halfway out of his fucking vent.
Oh.
And the fire department had to actually squirt more lube down the chimney to pull him out.
Oh, man. They should have just, like, stuck the fire hose down the top. Turn it on full blast.
Fill her up.
Hook two trucks to one hose. Just blow him out.
They should have just turned on the grill and watched him shoot straight up through the air. All right, Lordy. That's some hot shit, mama.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Whitey. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, please visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
So that was a lot of fun, man. It's always good to have Justin back on the show.
Yeah, Justin's a good dude. He's been on site a long time.
Yep. So what's going on? We got a couple things to announce, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We changed up the politics forum.
Oh, yeah, the politics forum. It used to be just a way to keep the whole discussion of politics out of the main forum.
Yeah, we made it an opt-in-only forum. We had too many cases of people getting upset about somebody not agreeing with their personal opinion, so we made it an opt-in-only forum. So if you want to look at the politics forum, send one of the admins a message, and we'll let you back in.
We should just call it the butt hurt forum.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
Lots of butt hurt. So, okay, so if you if you're overly sensitive about your personal opinion, or if you want to talk about anything that's political, talk to one of the administrators and get yourself on the whitelist for that thread.
Yeah. And no butt hurt.
Yeah, no butt hurt.
We're going to monitor for that. And if we see any signs of butt hurt or butt hurt potential, we're going to boot you right out of there.
So if you if you opt in, then we should give you like a free sample of Vaseline. Because there's no butt hurt zone.
Yeah, put on your big boy pants and deal with it.
Okay, so speaking of big boy pants, we've got some new trustees to announce.
Yes, we do. We brought back the trustee rank, and quite a few people we decided to make trustees, and we have a list of them.
Okay, who made the cut?
We have Aborton Deport, Alucard, Ario Vistus, Berserker, Bleeding Kansas, Clorox, Count Nigula, Crashdown, Doc Johnson, Dr. J, White Man's Burden, Effing Fed Up, Fed Up Mex, Frank Howard, Gives Me That, Niggs Are Scum, Graham or Grammy 43, Homie Hater, Jankum Kid, Klinger, Man Bear Pig, Master Sergeant, Niggers Are Low Life, Niggers Ruin Everything, Niggers Suck. Yes, they do.
Didn't not make your list. You got like 20 people here.
Okay. Yeah.
Who else?
Not That Guy, Roaring Angel, STP, Snow Dog, Southern Bell, Thin White Duke, Tuskegee, and UK Darky Destroyer.
All right. Congratulations to all those people who are now trustees.
Yes. These are some solid members, and they were promoted on that quality.
Yeah, so if you want to be a trustee, basically you have to wait to be tapped on the shoulder. There's no application process. If you ask to become one, you pretty much won't be one.
Oh. Yeah. No, we don't beggars.
Yeah. So that's great news. Okay, good deal. So I guess that's it for the show.
All right. See you next time.
Yep. Take care of yourselves, and no, it's be proud of yourselves and don't take any shit from any niggers.
No, especially she boots.
Yeah. Ugh.